Danish and Czech researchers have just completed the first part of a project that should throw more light on the death of the 16th century astronomer Tycho Brahe. Legend has it the Dane died of a burst bladder, though tests of his hair indicated possible mercury poisoning. The scientists this week took fresh samples from Brahe's remains before returning them to his tomb at the Teen Church in Prague. Just prior to Friday's reinterment, Jan Richter spoke to the head of the team, Jens Velev.
Oh, it has been a fantastic week. We have had, of course, big experiences, and the conditions in the work were fantastic. All the bones from Tycho Brahe, and I would think also of his wife, are kept, and they are in very, very good condition.
We opened the tomb on Monday. Yes. Was it enough time to do all the analysis you needed? Because today they need to go back.
Yes, the analysis will be done in the next year, of course. So we have taken all the small samples, and it was just enough time to do that. We were having this excavation with the Czech team in the church in a couple of days, in 2 days, 2-3 days, and it was a very short time. But they succeeded just to uncover also the bones of the wife of Tycho Brahe. And it was a fantastic sight to look down into the chamber with all these coffins standing, these two coffins standing there. And now we are happy, all of us, and we can start the real work in the next week.
Was there anything that surprised you when you opened either the tomb or the actual coffin with Tycho Brahe's remains?
Yes, it was a condition. It was like... it was in 1901, and especially the dress was so well kept that we for sure can make a total reconstruction of the dress of Tycho Brahe. We could see very quickly that it was not a normal daily dress. It was a funeral dress because the stitches were very rough. So it was a special dress made for him for his funeral.
So what will happen now? You said the analysis will take about a year to complete. Will you continue working with Czech scientists on the project? And when do you expect the final results will come out?
A first small report will come this year, in December, I hope. But only telling what we have been doing, and so that all the people in the team know what have been done of the other people. But next year we will make bigger analyses in Copenhagen, in Sweden, and of course many of them will be done here in Prague.
As I understand it, you will compare the results of the previous analysis that was done in the 1990s, but also for the first time you will test the bones.
Yes, for the first time, of course, the bones, because we had not a possibility before to make analyses of the bones. And we have also taken samples from both Tycho Brahe and his wife, so we can compare the samples, and we can say next year, of course, much more about not the death of Tycho Brahe only, but also of his life.
So at the very end of the project, the question how Tycho Brahe died, you will have an answer to that?
I don't think so, because it's a very complicated thing, but perhaps we can see if the amount of mercury was so big that he could die of it, but I'm not sure we get that result, but that you will hear about for sure next year.
And that should be worth waiting to hear. Danish scientist Jens Velev.